Catching up this week with Ryan Pizziola from Wilderness Sports in downtown Ishpeming. Hey, Ryan, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well, Adam.
I hear tell we got to talk about a nice buck that you got with your bow.
Yeah, I was fortunate enough on October 12th to shoot a nice 3.5-year-old 8-pointer.
An 8-pointer, and it was 3.5? You had it aged?
Yes, sir. I think it's important for the DNR to get feedback from the hunters to put towards the studies and keep this deer management program up. And I even sent the head in for testing.
Oh, for CWD then?
Yep.
Oh, nice. Okay. Well, tell me a little bit about your hunt. I mean, was this one of the first bucks that you saw, or are you seeing a lot of other bucks out there? You know, give me the scenario a little bit. And I know you're in Southern Marquette County, right?
Yeah, I'm in Southern Marquette County, and, you know, the bucks this year have a lot of good mass, good horn growth, body sizes. They're looking really good. Definitely a lot of 2.5-year-olds this year, nice basket racks out there. Fawns look extremely well. Those look good. I think it's going to be a really good season for most everybody here in Marquette County.
Now, let's hope so. Let's hope we don't get just schnockered by Mother Nature this year, too, and knock the deer herd down even more. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Guys are coming in excited, seeing some really, really nice stuff on their trail cams, and just, you know, everybody's in good spirits this year that's been in the shop.
So you feel like the age classes of our bucks are dispersed nicely?
Yeah, yep, definitely. I know a few guys here had shown me some pictures of some really, really nice, mature 3.5, maybe even 4.5-year-old bucks. And they're excited to get out and chase them with the bow or, you know, get a chance to see them with the gun later in November.
Well, right now is the time usually where things really pick up. I mean, I always loved hunting the last week of October and the first 2 weeks of November before rifle season. So let's talk a little bit about rutting activity out there. You seeing evidence of the bucks breaking up yet? Any chasing going on? Scrapes, rubs, that kind of thing?
Yeah, definitely the scrape activities are picking up, which is good for myself and some of the other hunters out there that take scrape lines into factoring for targeting some of these bucks. A lot of rubs, and you're starting to see the bucks just hanging with that one doe and, you know, walking across, and you'll see that doe and not far behind it's that buck, and I think it's going to be really good here in the next 2 weeks.
So good pre-rutting activity starting to show, because I was getting worried there for a little bit, man. I heard about people seeing, you know, 3 bucks on the same picture of their trail cam last week, and I'm like, that's a little bit late. Usually they're broken up by now.
Yeah, that's the story. A couple bucks coming in together last week. This week they're sparring right there on camera.
All right, Ryan, well, I'd like to talk to you about the birds out there and get a report on that. Plus, there's some cool new stuff in the shop at Wilderness, I hear tell, too. So can we get back with you and pick your brain a little bit more?
Sure can, Adam.
Ryan Pizziola from Wilderness Sports in downtown Ishpeming. Stay tuned. We'll continue with him later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.